You're listening to the Profit Connections Podcast. Entrepreneurs and franchise owners, you'll want to tune in. If you're looking to create a rock-solid business, sick of being stuck on the plateau, and ready to kick it up more than just a notch, you're in the right place. I'm your host, Sharon Galuzzo, and I believe in unleashing your full potential to create resilient, successful businesses that in turn make significant positive impacts in our world. Welcome to the Profit Connections Podcast. Profit doesn't happen by chance. It happens by design. Let's dig in. Your expertise may actually be hiding the biggest problem in your business. In fact, the better that you are at your craft, the longer you can unknowingly compensate for a weak business. In fact, the better that you are at your craft, the longer you can unknowingly compensate for a weak business. That's why so many talented entrepreneurs, founders, franchise owners, business owners end up exhausted instead of thriving. So here's what I mean. When you're really, really, really good at what you do, you're an artisan, or you're a creative, or you are really good with numbers, or whatever it is that you're really, really good at, you will start a business based on that. You probably have started a business based on that. And your ability to compensate for every little thing because you're so good at what you do, you run and fill gaps along the way without, you know, using like really good filler. You just use that, you know, cheap stuff that you get at the store that, you know, changes color, or toothpaste sometimes, right? You have a hole in the wall, you can fill it with toothpaste and you're good to go. When you do that with your business, when you do that without actually repairing what's broken, and you just sort of fill it in and keep going without having that strength and stability behind the thing that you filled in, you actually will grow a weaker business. And everything that you grow, you will grow with the foundation that you have. So if you have used, you know, toothpaste to repair a crack in the foundation of your business, eventually it's going to crack again, right? You'll get there, you'll get a little further down the road. However, you will not actually repair the damage, will not actually fill in the gap that's going to sustain your business. Great business owners often save the day because they are so good at what they do, and they solve the customers' problems, and they work longer hours, and they answer every email and personally make sure that all of their clients are happy. And from the outside, that looks like a good business. That looks like a healthy business. However, what you're doing is actually compensating. You're compensating for the weak parts of your business instead of filling in and building that strong foundation. Your business is running you. You're not running your business. And that's a really easy trap for business owners and founders to fall into, is I'll just get it done. It's okay for it to be good enough. Now, I'll stop here and talk about good enough for a second. Good enough and perfection are sort of the balls that we juggle as business owners. We want things to be as perfect as they can be, and that perfectionism can stop us from doing things. However, we also want things to get done so they don't have to be perfect. So we can strive for excellence, not perfection, and done is better than perfect, because perfect will never, never come. So getting things done and moving forward is one of those tools in our tool belt as business owners. However, we really need to recognize, we need to take a step back and see, where are we using that, you know, done is better than good, or done is better than perfect. It's good enough. It's good enough for now. It's good enough for the moment. However, in the long run, you're actually going to weaken your business as a whole, because as you grow and scale, you amplify everything that's underneath the business. So your hard work is eventually going to hit a ceiling. Working harder can create that growth. That's how we grow. That's how we move forward. And that's also how and why we plateau in our businesses. Have you ever felt that where you're like, I just can't move forward. I'm stuck. I can't make more money, or I make more money and it goes right out the door. And I just cannot seem to get ahead. It's almost like there's an invisible ceiling that has me stuck. This is the reason. This is most likely the reason, because you have been patchworking your business so that you can keep moving forward. But at some point, it's going to collapse under its own weight if it doesn't have a strong support. When you are growing, things become more complex. There are more levers to push and balls to toss in the air. Your business is going to create it by necessity, as it grows, complexity. You have more customers, more decisions, more interruptions. Talk to me about interruptions. Someday we'll tell that story. And I think I have now and again, but I do have a whole big thing about interruptions, more stress. And the very thing that helped you succeed, that can-do attitude, that I'll just put some toothpaste in the crack and keep going, that I'll fix it as I go, and in that patchwork will actually be the thing that becomes the millstone around your neck that will hold you down, that will drag you down and prevent your business from growing. So what do we do about that? Like, the answer is we really need to build that strong support in your business that you can rely upon. Whenever, and that thing that you're relying upon is not 100% you, your effort, your talent, your passion, your enthusiasm, your perseverance. That is part of the equation. And honestly, you can like build your business and do your whole business that way. And you're going to be exhausted. You're going to be worn out. There's going to be nothing left in your cup to pour out because you have poured everything into everything. And as business owners, we need to remember that pillar in the seven pillars of profit, that joy quotient. We need to remember you as the business owner. We need to take care of you. So how do we do that? We should not all rely on your talent. So the goal isn't to become less good at your craft, not good. The goal isn't to be less awesome at what you do, the thing that you do. We still want you to be that person. You still need to have that enthusiasm and that love for what you do and that drive. That's what makes your business unique. That's what makes you you, but not at the cost of everything else. So we don't want you to be less good at what you do. We don't want you to be less who you are. It's to build a business that is worthy of the awesome person that you are. It's to build a business that is worthy of your talent, of your craft. It is to build a business that is equal to the excellence of who you are. And there are tools that we put in place to do that for you. So today we're going to talk about, what do you do? What are those systems that you can put in place? Processes, pricing, follow-up, financial clarity. There's a whole entire list. I don't have a time to go into all of the nitty-gritty details, but I will talk about but this is the way we need to talk about your business, look at your business. One of the best pieces of advice that we ever got when we had our brick and mortar business was to go outside the door, go outside for a few minutes, sort of forget what it looks like, walk back through the front door with the eyes of a customer who has never seen you before. Walk in with the eyes of a brand new customer. How does it smell? What does it look like? What's the first thing that you see? Is there clutter somewhere? What's in their line of sight? So walking into to your business, that was a physical business. You can do this for your business, even if it's not a physical business. What do they see? What do they experience? What is the thing that they are walking into physically or online or metaphorically, however you work with your customers? Is it the same experience every time? Or do they come in and the business owner is distracted and they are not getting the kind of attention and experience that they had before? One of the key things about putting systems into your business is that it creates consistency. It creates the same experience for your clients every time they work with you. It creates uniformity, a baseline uniformity. You don't want everyone exactly the same. You want people to have their own personalities, but it creates an experiential conformity across people in your business. So if you have a staff, if you have people that are interacting with your clients or interacting with you, employees or 1099 folks, if you have someone on your team, you want to have that consistency of experience. So that's what systems and processes put in place for you. Do you have systems to follow up with people? Do you have a plan for what does your pricing look like and how will you increase prices or decrease prices, or what does that pricing look like? Or are you just going, today the price is going to be this? Or I have a big bill to pay. I have some piece of equipment that I wanted to buy. Are you going to increase your pricing so that you can cover that piece of equipment? And then does the pricing stay there? Like, being consistent and having a plan and a process around these things allow you to be intentional with your decision making and allow you your talent and your expertise to create a greater impact without requiring more of you. See, that's the big thing. When you are good at what you do, and when you can accommodate everything that needs to happen to move your business forward with the strength of your own will, with the perseverance, and I'm going to get this done, and it'll be bubblegum and duct tape, it won't be pretty, but we're going to keep going. Again, as you grow, you will those things will get bigger. The duct tape and the bubblegum will start to come off because it's growing. So to have a great business, to have a successful business, you need to remember that your business isn't built on your heroic effort. This isn't your heroic journey. This is, it can be that struggle. But if you want to have a great business that does what you want it to do, that meets your level of expertise, that uplifts your craft, you need to have a business that's built not on heroic effort, but on intentional design. So ask yourself one question. If I disappeared for 2 weeks from my business, what would stop working immediately? What in your business relies 100% on your effort? What in your business will stop completely if you were to go on vacation for 2 weeks? That is going to answer those and reveal those places in your business where it's depending on you instead of supporting you. So you've already mastered your craft. You are amazing at what you do. People love you. People come to you because of who you are and what you do. But the next level of growth doesn't come from becoming better at what you do. It comes from building a stronger business around what you do. Your talent deserves a stronger business. That's what you should be doing next. And don't forget, you can get all of our podcast recordings, all of the gifts from our guests by going to profitconnectors.club. That's profitconnectors.club. That's our portal for all of our guests, and get all of the gifts from them. Thank you for joining us. Remember that what you do makes a difference out there. Go do it. Be amazing. And thank you for listening. I'll catch you next time. Hey, Profit Connectors, that's it for another Profit Connections podcast. Thank you for joining us. If you're ready to make moves and connections that take your business to the next level, want to get to know us and our speakers better, and get your gifts and resources, head over to the website profitconnectors.club. That's profitconnectors.club and get your goodies right now.